Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Guerra. God bless America. This is the Steve Guerra Show for Tuesday, November 24, 2020. Good to have you here. Glad to have you along for the conversation. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan was in the crosshairs of political conversations Monday with the State Board of Canvassers weighing in on whether or not to certify the November 3rd election. But on a 3-0 count, they did exactly that. Number two, a teen magazine goes full throttle on hating America and even more. Strange now that they've elected a decrepit old man and can play with him like a marionette. The problem they may have will be the few Democrats left that still like America. Then what? Number one, I feel like 10 months is enough time for the masks to work. What do you think? How about you? Well, don't tell Democrats that, especially Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania. Don't tell him that. He's now banned alcohol on the night before Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving itself. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, does he think 2020 should not come with a bunch of shot glasses and a new fifth? Who's he kidding? Seriously, people that don't even drink are looking at the calendar going, come on. Oh, and Democrats are celebrating thinking President Trump has conceded the election. That's not what happened. Let's start in Pennsylvania with the latest draconian lockdowns, shall we? Governor Tom Wolf, deranged Democrat, a guy who stands no chance of ever being reelected in Pennsylvania. In fact, he'll damage the state's prospects in 2022. I think that's true of all the blue Democrats. Whitmer's going to have trouble in Michigan and Wolf in Pennsylvania. Tell yourself whatever you want, but people have had all they can take of this nonsense and these lockdowns and the destruction of businesses. This week in Michigan, 250,000 plus have been added to the unemployment rolls because they all worked in restaurants and bars. Many of those bars and restaurants, when the shutdown has ended after 3 weeks, won't even be there anymore. It's all done. It's all over. Let's see here. Pennsylvania sees an increase in cases. The Commonwealth is strengthening restrictions. This is the same governor, Tom Wolf, who said masks must be worn indoors. Really, they've worked so well. Such a positive addition to slowing the virus. Those masks have just been masterful, haven't they? What a joke. The governor's office now says, in addition, the retail food services industry, including bars, restaurants, and private catered events, must end alcohol sales on site at 5 o'clock November 25th. At 5 o'clock November 25th, they have to end on-site alcohol sales. The governor's office said the new rules are intended to curb the spread of the coronavirus at a time when health models project 22,000 new COVID-19 cases per day in Pennsylvania in December. The governor said that orders in place and those announced today are enforceable, and that law enforcement and state agencies were stepping up enforcement efforts, issuing citations and fines and possibly regulatory actions for repeat offenders. They're going to destroy you. If you don't voluntarily let your business burn and watch all your hard work turn into dust, they're going to come after you. They're going to teach you a lesson. In New York, by the way, they've had all they can take. Governor Cuomo there threatening his citizens with enforcement and saying that police officers, well, you don't have the choice whether or not you get to enforce the laws. Let's start with bite number seven. Bite seven, Governor Andrew Cuomo says you have to enforce the laws. It's not up to you. You don't get to make that call. Bite seven. Go.
I believe that law enforcement officer violates his or her constitutional duty. I don't consider them a law enforcement officer. Because you don't have the right to pick laws that you think you will enforce, and you don't enforce laws that you don't agree with, right? That's not a law enforcement officer. That's a
Yeah, that'd be a dictatorship, that's for sure. That'd be a dictatorship, that's for sure. Not sure where the, for those of you on the television feed, not sure where the image of that video was. Seemed to have been whiteboarded. All right, so let's move along. Because people in New York, I think, are representative of people all over the country that have had all they can take. Here's some business owners that are confronted by local sheriff's deputies and a health department officer trying to enforce rules against them. They said, you have no business being here. Show me the law. You don't need to be here. I want you to see bite number eight. Bite number eight from upstate New York. Go.
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern.
You're meant to be wearing a mask. It's a
government. Okay, well, then write me up.
It's the law.
Okay, then take me to jail.
It's not the law.
Then take me to jail.
Show me the law. Show me the law.
Well, I think we got to go, John.
You have to leave. You guys have to leave. You have to leave.
Right now, you're trespassing without a warrant.
It's chaos, my friend. Get out.
Who reported
it?
Get out, they're telling him. Either you've got a warrant or get out. It's that same feeling going on all over this country now, especially in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and Ohio.
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't...
Don't worry about my health either. My health is fine. It's not your concern. It's been going on all over the country. People are sick and tired of being pushed around and bullied by politicians who've gotten a little taste of power and think they can just go all out. By the way, the French laundry power hungry Gavin Newsom in California could be in real trouble now. That little party with no mask and social distancing and all the fun that he was having, breaking all the rules that he's made. There's an effort underway now to have him removed from office, a recall effort. Because Gavin Newsom basically lied to everyone, bullied everyone, pushed everyone. Yep, attacked everyone and then sat down for a 5-star meal that cost, what, $300 or $400 per person at the French Laundry restaurant. So it is do as I say, but not as I do, or something like that. Reminds me of the problem with the boating incident and the governor's husband in Michigan, or Andrew Cuomo out saying he's going to have his mom for Thanksgiving, sparking more outrage. That happened yesterday. I'm going to have my mother over for Thanksgiving. Really, Governor? We're not allowed to do anything. Meanwhile, New York City is closing some of the most famous restaurants, iconic restaurants, closing permanently, never coming back. Broadway shows canceled, never coming back. New York City will never recover from this. Neither will Chicago or Cleveland or Indianapolis or Miami or Houston. Big cities are going to be years to ever get back to where they were. Congratulations, everyone. You've destroyed so much with so little time. 14 out. And by the way, congratulations on how well those masks work. We're going to talk about something that actually might work. Vaccines after the break here. You're in the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Cooper Show. Don't go anywhere. GorillaGrills.com Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GorillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills.com.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.